It's time for a different take. This is Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews. Every morning starting at 5, we give you the latest local Atlanta news. Sports news doesn't stop, and we're here to get you caught up on the latest Atlanta sports news and more.
The Hometown Take is on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Now, here's Dylan.
What's going on, everybody? It is your boy, Dylan Matthews, live in the Kia Studios, giving you the Hometown Take. Good morning, Atlanta. Hope you are doing well. Happy Friday to you. Hope you have started your weekend off right. Started your Friday off right. Maybe you're ending your Thursday right about now. You know those third shifters. I know how it works. You get off around this time on, for you, technically Thursday, even though it's Friday. But then you actually don't really have to work Friday. So this is the start of your weekend. So happy weekend to you, to all my third shifters out there. Hope you all are doing well. Hope you all are safe out there. Hope you got a great weekend planned. Again, make sure you follow me at underscore Dylan Matthews. Follow the radio station at 929 The Game. And got a lot to talk about. Going to go around the A in about 19 minutes because Atlanta United back in action tomorrow. They will be shorthanded, but Columbus Crew, they ain't all that. They're going to be missing some people too. So should still be a favorable matchup for Atlanta United. The Hawks continue their quest to hold on to the A seed. They're in action tomorrow as well. And I'm going to have to rant at 5:40. I don't always like to rant, but I need to rant at 5:40 because someone yesterday on Twitter showed how he does not watch the Falcons, but he wanted to put out a tweet about the Falcons. So he told us all he doesn't watch the Falcons without telling us he doesn't watch the Falcons. But he wanted to tweet about the Falcons, and he sounded ridiculous, and he got cooked, and I took part in that cooking. So we're going to talk about that too, because it just made me mad because, like, bro, if you don't watch – if you don't watch every single game a team plays, don't comment on them like you know them. Don't comment on them like you understand what this team has done. But let me save it for 5:40. We're going to start in the MLB because, believe it or not, check your watches. Opening day is less than a week away. Opening day, week from yesterday. March 30th. Is when everything gets kicked off. And I'm excited. The Braves ready to get back on the high horse and go after another World Series championship. After last year, not making a deep run, they made it to the postseason. And they made it in nice form, winning their fifth straight NL East title. But they got ousted in the first round in the divisional series, the NLDS, to the Philadelphia Phillies, who would eventually go on to win the pennant and lose in the World Series to the Houston Astros. But hopefully the Braves can bounce back this season and make another deep run, hopefully win another World Series. That's what I want. That's what I'm looking for. I'm sure you are too. And speaking of the NL East, been a lot of headlines coming out of the NL East, and most of them not good. Yesterday, we found out that Rhys Hoskins unfortunately tore his ACL. Hoskins was fielding a ground ball. It was like a little chopper coming on in the infield grass. He was going for it. He kind of got his feet tangled up, and that knee just kind of collapsed on him, and it wasn't good. And turns out he tore his ACL, and he's going to be out probably for the entire year. So that is a big shot to the Philadelphia Phillies, who made a big move this offseason, getting Trey Turner to be their shortstop, and He's obviously one of the best hitters in the MLB, too. He was on a supernova hot fire tear in the World Baseball Classic. But the Phillies are going to probably be without their first baseman for the entirety of the season. And they aren't the only ones with that issue. Edwin Diaz, we all know about him. There ain't going to be no trumpets this year, unfortunately. I hate to laugh because it's you never want to see a guy get injured. But you know how they make a big deal about their trumpets, and it's the Mets. So, you know, respectfully, F the Mets. But it does suck. You would want to see the Braves beat the Mets full strength and beat the Mets with Edwin Diaz. And that won't happen this year because celebrating a victory in the World Baseball Classic with his Puerto Rican national team over the Dominican Republic, Edwin Diaz tore his right patellar tendon, and it's going to require reconstructive surgery, and he's going to be out for the entirety of this year. So no Edwin Diaz for the Mets, no Rhys Hoskins for the Phillies, and knock on, again, whatever this table was made out of. Say that every day. Don't want any jinxes. Hopefully the Braves aren't next on the list of season-ending injuries in the NL East. Goodness gracious, I hope not. But we did get a little bit of news on the injury front for the Atlanta Braves yesterday. Our closer, Raisel Iglesias, is going to be out for up to 15 games. So he could miss about the first 2 weeks of the season due to low-grade shoulder inflammation. So a lot of injuries happening in the NL East, man. We're getting bit by the injury bug early, but I'm not even going to start to complain because both the Phillies and the Mets not only are dealing with season-ending injuries on their clubs, but dealing with season-ending injuries to important pieces on their team. The Mets may be one of the most important, not even if, one of the most important pieces on their team in their closer, Edwin Diaz. So I'll take Raisel Iglesias having low-grade shoulder inflammation and being out 2 weeks if that's what all we got to deal with for right now. So I'll take it. I ain't even going to complain. But a lot of news coming out of the NL East. But that was the bad news. The good news is I just talked about Trey Turner being on a tear. Matt freaking Olson is white hot right now in spring training. Hit his 7th home run yesterday afternoon. They didn't play nighttime during spring training. But he hit his 7th home run that leads the MLB in spring training home runs. He is untouchable right now. You can't get him out. He's batting 441 this spring, 15 and 34, 7 home runs, again, that leads the majors. Went 1-for-2 yesterday with obviously a 2-run home run, two RBIs, walk, a strikeout. Matt Olson, man, just as long as he keeps that same energy, when March 30th hit, I'm cool. Because I need him really to keep that same energy the whole entire season. You feel me? So Matt Olson on a tear right now for the Atlanta Braves. So that is the good news coming out of the NLE specifically for the Atlanta Braves. And that brings me into this topic. We talked about the NL East and yes, the Phillies are dealing with a big-time injury. Like I said, first baseman Rhys Hoskins unfortunately tore his ACL yesterday fielding a ground ball. Going to be out for most likely the entire season. Obviously, we know Edwin Diaz, torn patella tendon in his right knee. He's going to be out for the entire season. However, even though those are big injuries, the Mets still have a very good baseball team. The Phillies still have a very good baseball team. Obviously, the Braves, we aren't no slouch either. You feel me? We should still be the favorites. 5-time back-to-back-to-back-to-back-to-back NL East champions. So we got a good squad. Is the NL East the toughest division in baseball this year? I say, duh. It has to be. You have three playoff teams in this division. All three teams went to the playoffs last year. One of those teams went to the World Series. The other team, the Atlanta Braves, won the World Series in 2021. So, in my opinion, this has to be the toughest division in baseball right now. I mean, we could look at the other divisions. Obviously, the NL West, pretty formidable. Talk about the Dodgers, the Padres, going to be really good this year again. So, got to put them in there. Maybe you even put the NL Central in there. Maybe, possibly. Actually, probably not. The Central is actually not going to be that good. But I think without a doubt, the NL East, toughest division in baseball. Again, the West, you can make an argument. Dodgers, Giants, Padres. Solid. Solid. But three definite playoff teams in the NL East this season. And I'm definitely, you know, cautious of the Phillies and the Mets, but I ain't scared. There's no reason to be. No reason. When's the last time we lost the NL East? Huh? Someone tell me. It's been a while. So until somebody knocks us off the NL East crown, the NL East throne, I ain't worried about them. But it is going to be tough to win it again this year. But it was tough last year, and we got the job done. And I have a good feeling we're going to get the job done this year, okay? So, NL East, is it the toughest division in baseball this year? You can tweet at me at underscore Dylan Matthews. All right. When we come back, you already know what time it is. We got to go around the A because there was even more news that came out of the Atlanta Braves organization yesterday. Again, Atlanta United back in action tomorrow, but they are going to be missing a lot of dudes, and they're going to be missing one important dude who did something pretty special yesterday as well. We'll talk about the Hawks as, again, they try to hold on to that A seed, maybe move up to the 7th seed. We'll see. Don't hold your breath, though. All that and more coming up in about 5 minutes as we continue right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews. We're going around the A next right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game in the Odyssey app.
Dylan, focus.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at all the top local sports stories.
On Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Good morning. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios. Rocking with you up until 6 o'clock. It's a Friday. Shout out to all my third shifters who weekend is actually starting right about now. Y'all about to go home, go to sleep, take a nice little snooze, and then it's up and up. This weekend, it's up and stuck. I already know y'all about to turn up. I know how them third shifters do. I know some third shifters out there. Y'all don't know how to act when that Friday hit, when y'all get off on that Thursday / Friday morning. And y'all don't have to go to work at all on actual Friday. Y'all be ready to turn up on site. Hitting up all y'all group chats. What we doing? What's the move? Man, we still at work, bro. Chill out. Can't wait to do something. I know how y'all third shifters get down. It's all good, though. I got nothing but love for my third shifters out there. Technically, I'm like a, I work like third and a half shift. I work like part of the third shift and part of the first shift. So it's all good. But again, follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews. It's the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 929 The Game. Before we went to break, I was talking about the Atlanta Braves and the NL East being the toughest division in baseball, in my opinion, this season. Could argue it was the toughest division of baseball last season as well. Three playoff teams in the NL East. Could be the same this year. Honestly, I expect it to be the same this year. But we ain't scared around here in the eight. Again, tell me, when was the last time the Braves didn't win the NL East? Well, okay. Yeah, it's been a minute. 5 years, to be exact. So they're going to have to knock us off before I start caring about what a Philadelphia Philly or a New York Met or a Miami Marlin thinks. And that's on period. All right. Speaking of the A, we got a lot to talk about in the city of Atlanta and the state of Georgia when it comes to all the sports teams here. So let's go ahead and take a trip around the A.
It's time for a look at our local sports scene. This is Around the A on the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews.
Sticking with the Atlanta Braves, Michael Soroka, no big surprise, was triple optioned to AAA Gwinnett. He's going to be with the Stripers, man. The Stripers got a stacked team. The Stripers going to be crazy this year if you think about it. They're going to have Vaughn Grissom. They're going to have Braden Shumake, Mike Soroka, Ian Anderson. I mean, they're going to have a squad. Bryce Elder. I mean, the Stripers are really going to be crazy this year. Stripers going for that chip. But no surprise that Soroka was optioned to AAA Gwinnett yesterday. The team announced it. Look, he was dealing with that hamstring injury most of spring training, so he really didn't get a spring training. He did make one start in spring training a few days back, actually, earlier this week. And he was pretty good again. 1 1/3 innings, gave up 2 runs, but those 2 runs, again, kind of fluky. I talked about it yesterday on the show. What mattered most and what should matter most to Braves fans when it comes to Michael Soroka, he stayed healthy in his 1 1/3 innings, threw 36 pitches. He fielded his position. The velocity was there. Got up to just about 96 miles per hour. On the strikeout he had, it was a nasty slider. So the pitches are still there. The velocity is there. He got a little confidence in himself. I don't know if there was anything mental. I don't know if there was any sort of mental block that was there, any nervousness or anxiousness about fielding his position. But he had to do that, and he did it, and he did it just fine. So you really saw a little bit of everything you would want to see from Michael Soroka. And now at this point, the only reason he's getting optioned to AAA is not because the Braves don't believe in him. It's not because they don't think he's not good enough. It's simply because he needs to get his innings up. He needs to get his pitch count up. He needs to get his reps up. And he'll be able to do all of that in AAA. And it'll be low pressure. Obviously, the Braves have to win games. Can't come out of the gate tripping over their own feet because of the division they're in. Like I said to start the show, toughest division in baseball, the NL East. So they got to come out swinging. They got to come out hot. And unfortunately, they don't have the room for error. And they don't have the time. And they don't have enough games. They don't have any games to waste to let Michael Soroka get his feet under him and get his stamina, get his pitch count up, get his innings up. They don't have the luxury of doing that, allowing him to do that at the big league level. But he can do that at AAA, and it'll be just fine. So he'll be back. Just a matter of time. So Michael Soroka, option to AAA Gwinnett. Again, no surprise there. He'll be back. Just a matter of time. Matt Olson, like I said, staying red hot. Keep that energy, Matt. Keep that energy, baby. 7 home runs, batting .441, 15 of 34, went 1-for-2 yesterday as well. Keep it going, Matt Olson. Little nugget on him, too. Obviously, there's no shift in the infield this year. I talked about this earlier this week, I believe. You can try to do that little outfield shift that people have been talking about. You can try to bring the right fielder down to where you would have normally had the second baseman. Okay, do that if you want to, but if he hit it over the outfielder's head, if he hit it over the right fielder's head, y'all in trouble. Trouble. So I don't think Matt Olson is going to see a lot of shifting this season. And last season, he was shifted on 81% of his plate appearances. And that ain't happening this year. Matt Olson, I think he's going to go crazy this year. So, again, Braves, less than a week away from opening day. Super excited to get Braves baseball back. I'm also super excited to see what them Five Stripes going to do tomorrow against the Columbus Crew. Remember, that game is going to be on Star 94 tomorrow. So if you're ready to listen to Mike Conte and Jason Longshore on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, not tomorrow. Got to go to Star 94 because there is a Hawks game tomorrow as well. We'll talk about them here in a few minutes. But the Hawks start at 5, so there's going to be a little overlap there. It's going to be too close for comfort. So Atlanta United is going to be on Star 94. The Hawks on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game, obviously the flagship station of the Atlanta Hawks. But Atlanta United, back in action tomorrow. But they're going to be shorthanded. They're going to be missing Miles Robinson. They're going to be missing a bunch of key guys as well. I have the full list here somewhere. I'm looking for it. Here it is. They're going to be missing Miles Robinson, Ronald Hernandez, Yorgos Yakimakis, Machop Cho, Luis Abraham, Derek Etienne Jr., and the GOAT. The GOAT is going to be missing because he was doing something special yesterday.
Del medio a la izquierda aquí del arquero Guerra. Ahí está el amigo Messi.
Thiago Almada stays on top of the soccer world, keeps his foot on the necks of the haters, and scores a goal for the World Cup champions, the Argentina national squad. And I know you didn't understand what he was saying, but it still sounded good. So I'm going to break down the play for you. Lionel Messi was taking a free kick very close to goal. He went for goal, hit the woodwork, hit the top of the crossbar. But that boy Thiago Almada had Messi's back. He was there, took a little dribble, made a nice little move, and then go. Thiago Almada put it in the back of the net and scored the first goal for the Argentines in their win over Panama. So Thiago Almada doing big things, not only on the MLS stage, but on the national, international stage as well. And again, that's why he's the GOAT. That's why he's the MVP. Thiago Almada is having a week, is having an amazing start to the MLS season, and he stays white hot. Thiago Almada really can do no wrong right now, and he keeps that same energy overseas in
That's
Argentina.
The GOAT.
Yes.
The GOAT.
GOAT! Oh, Thiago Almada is straight up that dude. I'm telling you, from now on, I'm just addressing Thiago Almada as the GOAT, period. Because that's what he is right now. He's just GOATed. MLS Player of the Week had obviously the goal of the week this year off that 30-plus yard free kick. And then scores for Argentina. I mean, man, what a week for Thiago Almada. Dude needs to play the lottery because he is on one right now. So, shout out to Thiago Almada, man. Hate that we're missing him tomorrow, the Five Stripes are, against Columbus Crew. Columbus will be missing a fair share of their players, too. Milos Deganek, Eloy Room, Lucas Zalarayan. I'm sorry I am butchering these people's names. They're going to all be on international duty. They're also going to be missing one of their top players, Juan Cucho Hernandez and Kevin Molino, due to knee injuries. So Columbus Crew also is going to be shorthanded. But the Columbus Crew off to a slow start. They're 1-2-1 right now. One win, two losses, a draw so far to start their MLS season. So even though Atlanta United is going to be shorthanded, number one, I don't care what people say, Atlanta United has depth. They have depth and a lot of it. So they're going to be just fine tomorrow. I believe they'll still get the victory over Columbus Crew. Again, you can hear that match on Star 94. Mike Conte, Jason Longshore will have the call for you. Pre-game at 7. Kickoff at 7:30. So I think they will continue their best start in club history, even though they're going to have to do it without the GOAT, Thiago Almada. The Atlanta Hawks, as we flip to the other side of the spectrum, we're talking about GOATs. As far as the Hawks go, they're not so goated right now as they're trying to cling on and hold on and fight for their dear life just to hang on to the 8th seed. They're going to take on the Indiana Pacers tomorrow. You can hear that game right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Pre-game at 4:30, I believe. Tip is going to be at 5 o'clock. And look, they lost their last game. So with the pattern that they've had over the past few games, I feel pretty optimistic that they're going to win because that's what they've been doing. 27 straight games for the Atlanta Hawks now where they have been either a game above 500, at 500, or a game below 500. So, and they lost against the Timberwolves. We talked about that yesterday morning. So hopefully they keep up their pattern and win tomorrow. We'll see. Again, at this point, I can't have any expectations for this team. It's only going to hurt me if I have expectations for this team. But the Hawks, back in action tomorrow. Hopefully they can at least cling on and hold on to their A seed, and we'll see what happens in the play-in tournament. That's all I got for you on the Atlanta Hawks. I am truly sorry. But wrapping up around the A, the Atlanta Falcons, minding their own business yesterday, right? And they had some dude who, just because he thinks he works for ESPN, thinks he knows it all. And he went out and put out a tweet about the Atlanta Falcons. And it was dead wrong. And he got cooked for it. And I helped in that cooking. And I'm proud of what I did. We'll get into that coming up in 5 minutes. This is the Hometown Take on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
Your first look at the Atlanta sports scene every weekday morning. This is the Hometown Take with Dylan Matthews on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take with your boy Dylan Matthews live in the Kia Studios. And I'm getting ready to continue to cook somebody who deserves to be cooked. But before we commence with the cooking. I do want to say, make sure you follow the radio station at 929 The Game. Follow myself at underscore Dylan Matthews. Morning shift coming up in about 18 minutes. We will talk to them here shortly. But again, Thiago Amada is the GOAT. And this Atlanta United season has been so, so exciting thus far. And I really hope they get a win against Columbus Crew tomorrow. I think they will. I think they have a really good chance. And I'm just super excited to see the team back up to the level that they should be at and they have been at for the past few years. They had a little bit of a downslope, kind of had to reinvent themselves, reload a little bit. I'm not going to say they had to rebuild because they had players in pieces. The injuries were a big factor, and they just had to reload a little bit. So super excited for Atlanta United because this fan base, I mean, they are electric. The supporters are amazing, and just Atlanta United is so fun when they're good because the fans are always behind them. But, I mean, when they're like this, I mean, just the whole city is behind Atlanta United, and I love it. Also, feeling good about the Falcons this year, too, and hopefully the whole city gets behind the Atlanta Falcons because they have been making some good moves. Obviously, got one of the best free agents this offseason in Jesse Bates. Got David Onyemata to help out the defensive line. Locked down one of the best guards, if not the best guard, in the NFL, Chris Lindstrom. Brought back Caleb McGarry on a team-friendly deal. Made a lot of great moves, right? Well, a certain someone doesn't think so. And yes, we are going to name drop. Seth Walder, who probably pays for his blue check mark, ESPN sports analytics writer, primarily covering the NFL. In other news, you aren't covering the Falcons specifically. You cover the NFL. Okay. Seth had something to say about the Atlanta Falcons, and it was dead wrong. So, without further ado, let's get to my morning migraine.
Rant alert. It's time for Dylan to go off on the hometown take.
Oh, we about to go off. We about to go off. Because Seth Walder, again, paying for his blue check mark, ESPN sports analytics writer, primarily covering the NFL, had to say this about the Atlanta Falcons. The Falcons have had a pretty rough offseason so far, IMO. Stands for in my opinion. He goes on to say this. Overpaid Lindstrom. Brought back McGarry despite pass protection struggles. Pass pro struggles, he says. Overpaid Onyemata. Paid sticker price for Bates when safety market was cheap. Rolling with Ritter / Heinicke instead of thus far trying to land Lamar. What? Again, tell me you did not watch the Falcons last year without telling me you didn't watch the Falcons. Overpaid Chris Lindstrom? Does he not realize that Chris Lindstrom is one of the best, if not the best, offensive linemen in the league? I'm not even just going to say guard because that's doing Chris Lindstrom a disservice. He is one of the best, if not the best, offensive linemen, period, in the league. Now, I ain't going to go in on him too much for saying what he said about Caleb McGarry because does Caleb McGarry sometimes struggle in pass protection? Yes. But guess what? Dude's a beast in run blocking, and you brought back the best right tackle you could get in free agency. There were no other right tackles better than Chris Lindstrom in free agency. If they were, point them out to me, Seth. Show me where they were because I didn't see them. And not only did you bring back the best right tackle that was out there to get this offseason. You brought him back for pennies on the dollar. If we would have franchise tagged Caleb McGarry, it would have been basically a one-year, $18 million deal. We brought him back for basically 11 and a half mil per year. So guess what? Yeah, we brought Caleb McGarry back. He was the best guy to bring back, to bring in, and we got him for way, 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 way less than market value. Zeth. Overpaid for Onyemata. How do you figure? I just don't understand. Look at David Onyemata's numbers. He's been one of the best, again, probably not the best, but one of the best defensive linemen for the Saints, who, by the way, they do a pretty good job of sacking the quarterback last time I checked, Seth. Paid sticker price for Bates when market was cheap. Seth, do you not realize Jesse Bates was number one, the best safety option out there in free agency? Number two, market value for Jesse Bates, according to Spotrac and outlets like that, was about 16 mil per year. Guess what? We got Jesse Bates here for about 14 mil per year. So we paid sticker price? How, Seth? How? Sticker price is 16. We got him here for 14 a year. That ain't sticker price. It's about 2 mil less. That's a big difference. Rolling with Ritter / Heinicke instead of thus far trying to land Lamar. Now, this is the part that really ticks me off, because if Seth actually watched the Falcons and didn't just tweet hot takes and didn't just tweet to get a reaction and didn't just tweet whatever came to his little pea-brain mind, he would know the Falcons did the right thing in seeing if they had something in Desmond Ridder, if they could roll with their second-year quarterback who's on a team-friendly deal. They did the right thing by not paying for a guy who is a little injury-prone, and they did the right thing by actually building a team around Desmond Ridder instead of using up most of the cap space that they just got back after being in cap purgatory. They used that cap space instead of getting back in cap purgatory. They actually decided to build a team around a quarterback to see what they have in their young quarterback that they did draft in the third round. So eventually, you got to see what he's made of, Seth. So Seth had to get cooked, and he did, and I'm glad he did. Rise Up Reader said, paid the best guard in the NFL, brought back McGarry because of run-blocking dominance, filled a major need, paid market value for a culture changer on defense, seeing if they already have a franchise QB before spending everything on one. Fixed it for you. Yeah, you did, Rise Up Reader. Good job. Baby Girl said, if you want to sleep with Lamar, just say that. Austin said, Seth Walder has been a sports analytics writer at ESPN since 2017, focused on football and basketball coverage using quantitative metrics, meaning you look at numbers too much, Seth. Actually watch the games. And I said, I ain't even go in on him like that. I just said, your comments are cooked, because they are. Another guy who actually weighed in on the Seth Walder dumb tweet was Bo Morgan, and he is a part of The Morning Shift, and we are actually going to talk to The Morning Shift next, because I've given Seth enough of my time. He's got enough of my energy on these airwaves, and he doesn't deserve any more. Probably didn't deserve any, but I just need to get that out of my system. But Next, we're going to talk to the morning shift right here on the Hometown Take on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.
This is the Hometown Take.
A look at the top local sports stories
on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. It is the Hometown Take right here with your boy Dylan Matthews. Closing moments, and you already know what time it is. It is time to talk to the morning shift. As we got Tiffany Blackman, Bo Morgan, Mike Johnson in the Kia Studios with me. How we doing this morning? What we got planned for the weekend, man? We just got through, well, we're almost through, the first full week of the new show. We all get to sleep in, I think, maybe tomorrow. So we go to Tiffany's like, I don't know about him. I don't get to sleep in.
I don't get to sleep in. I'm on a flight a couple hours after this show. I've got an XFL game this weekend in Orlando. It's Orlando against Seattle at 1 o'clock on ABC on Saturday. So that's what I'll be doing.
Well, y'all tune in and watch our girl Tiffany on the XFL.
Do you get excited when it's a Saturday game instead of a Sunday game? Because you're like, dude.
I lit up inside. I did.
Will you come back tomorrow after the game or will you wait until Sunday?
This is one of the few games I can actually come back same day. I'm like, you know what? Thank you, Orlando.
I'm excited
for you.
Thank
you, 1 o'clock kickoff.
I'm excited for you.
I'll be well rested on Monday, guys.
There you go. We love to hear it. Squid Billy, how you doing? You're quiet over there.
Well, yeah, I was just letting my co-host talk. I don't need to talk all the time, Dylan.
I'm glad you realized that.
I just think, what time's your game tomorrow?
1 o'clock. I'm actually double-checking that as we speak.
So you were letting your co-host talk, but obviously you weren't listening because she said what time the game was.
No, she didn't.
Yes, she did. Yeah, yeah. You actually just weren't listening.
See how much I care.
Oh, wow.
You're not going to record my game tomorrow?
God, actually, no. I'm going to watch it live. I'll just, you know, why wouldn't I? I watch all your games live.
Good bounce back. Good bounce back there.
You stalking me?
Oh.
I don't know.
No, I'm just supporting my teammate. I want to make sure the ratings are good for your games.
Hey, I appreciate you.
I actually haven't watched a single game. I could care.
Wow.
Well, you should watch it. You should watch it.
The shade has been thrown. Okay.
Mike, what you got this weekend?
What does Mike have?
Dude, I got another kid's birthday party.
Dear God, man.
Yeah.
This is like the fourth straight weekend you have a kid's birthday party.
So this one was postponed from a week ago because the kid that's birthday it was sick. So it's a buddy of mine.
No. You don't get makeup birthday parties. Either you tough it out or you just don't get it.
That's it.
Look, man, I'm going to make it happen. All right, the one I went to 2 weeks ago had an open bar, though. So.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. They brought in a bartender, ponies, the whole bit.
Wow.
Buddy of mine
up
in Milton. Yeah.
That is big
time. Well, so who is this? Because open bar, bartenders, ponies, Milton. All of that screams one thing to me.
Athlete,
rich.
I was with you, Tiffany. I was thinking athlete.
It is.
No, it's not an athlete.
But it's rich.
Buddy of mine, Corey, that lives up in Milton. By the way, this is way off topic. Milton, I just figured this out 2 weeks ago and went up there. Milton, Georgia, you cannot subdivide property in anything less than 1 acre. Dude, the freaking lots up there. I'm moving to Milton, dude. The Springs is nice, but the lots up in Milton, dude, big time.
You also have to make an annual income of like, you know, $1.6 million a year.
Yeah. That's true.
All right. What do we got coming up on the morning shift this morning as we close out the week? What we got coming up on a Friday?
Yeah, the NCAA tournament has not disappointed. So the Sweet 16 going on. We're going to dive into that. A few more games tonight. And then we'll hit our front page as we always do, talking some Braves. And Matt Olson continues to light it up during spring training. And I talked to Steve Smith yesterday.
Ooh.
NFL Network Steve Smith, former Carolina Panthers Steve Smith. Yeah, he had a lot of interesting things to say about Bryce Young's pro day. So that is all coming up.
Okay, look at that. We got our girl Tiffany giving us some insight. I see it. I see it. I love
it.
That's that green tea. I brought y'all some, too. I got to make it. I didn't have a chance to, like, make it for y'all, but
excuses.
I brought the bags, though. But
a lot of excuses out of him. Yesterday he missed a show call has to set up and then tried to claim – Oh, no. Me and Mike yesterday had to walk him through the exact way the conversation went yesterday where he set the time that he was vehemently yes. denying setting.
You did at the time. Try to ruin my hair appointment time. I mean.
All right. Well, this crossover has gone on too long. Now we're bringing up old stuff. So we're going to. No, I'm just playing. I was just a little tired, man. That's all, man. So, y'all bringing up old stuff, trying to hold a guy too accountable. But anyways, we're going to go ahead and wrap things up here on the Hometown Take. Thanks for listening on a Friday. The morning shift. Got a whole bunch of great stuff coming up next. And they're happening right now on Sports Radio, 92.9 The Game and the Odyssey app.